We're going out now on the Newsmaker line, bringing in Jesse Merrick from News 3. And Jesse, yesterday, you know, one of those games, man, the elation from the big Monday night win against the Saints here in Las Vegas, first time in Allegiant Stadium, you know, everything involved with the move and the love and all that stuff. That wasn't going to win you a game on the road against arguably the best coach to ever be on the sidelines in the NFL.
Yeah, no, you can't carry that stuff over, that's for sure. Real deflating loss yesterday. But again, like you guys said, I was listening to you when you opened the show, it's not the end of the world. I mean, I think if most people told you the Raiders were going to be 2-1 after this games against the Saints and also the Pats, I think people probably would have taken that.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. And Jesse, that's the thing. I mean, there's always extremes, right? Especially when you're on social media and you see fans go crazy over certain things. But judging based on our calls today, calls to Raider Nation Radio all day, and I'm sure you hear from fans too. Actually, I think it's pretty leveled because people realize the team is headed in the right direction. There are still some things to fix and fix fast in some areas, but overall, you have to be happy with a young team that's learning as they go along, didn't have a training camp, didn't have OTAs and all of that.
Yeah, I really think you do. And like you noted, no training camp, no OTAs. The youth on this team, to see what they've done already, I mean, they are going to have to figure this out. All offseason, everybody talks about how it's going to be slow moving forward for every team. And obviously, they look at the offense and a lot of guys were returning. But some of those big-name guys have been hurt. You look at the injuries along the offensive line, you lose Nick Witkowski and all the responsibility that was really thrown on him. That's where now you got to say, okay, hey, look, for this patchwork group of guys that they've kind of had to throw out there, they've done really well. The big thing that worries me is the missed tackles overall. I think yesterday they had 12 missed tackles, according to Pro Football Focus. That bumps their total up to 35 in three games. That, to me, is kind of a bit alarming. But again, no preseason, no OTAs, none of that stuff. So maybe just kind of figuring it out, getting back to playing, you know, real football and pads.
Well, yeah, and now, you know, injuries are really starting to pile up. Henry Ruggs misses that game on Sunday, and I think it really showed that his speed, his threat of his speed wasn't out there. And then Bryan Edwards, who looks really good, he goes out in the game. It doesn't sound real promising that he's going to be okay and not miss any time. What are your thoughts just based on the injuries that the Raiders have been piling up?
Yeah, I mean, specifically on offense. You know, on the offensive line, they're going with a guy that's a guard that's playing right tackle that prior to the game against Carolina had never even played right tackle, at least in the pros. And then you got a rookie at left guard. You know, that's to be able to do what they've done so far, I think, is pretty impressive. And then, you know, having no Ruggs, no Bryan Edwards, depending on kind of what happens for them moving forward. But the big thing that really stood out to me without Ruggs was the fact that think of how much they used him in that game against the Panthers in terms of motions, in terms of just getting the defense out of position, whether it was a decoy or not. Just the threat of his speed made all the difference in the world. And they didn't have that yesterday against the team that was able to take Darren Waller out of the equation. And they didn't have anybody that really scared him because Josh wasn't really cooking either. So that's one of the things that they really missed. And maybe you see if Ruggs can't go, maybe a guy like Zay Jones or Rico Gafford gets in there with that real threat of the speed down the field or something.
Again, we're talking to Jesse Merrick, News 3 in Las Vegas. Here covers the Raiders. And Jesse, you talked about the missed tackles. Absolutely. That's on the player. That you can't, you know, you coach a player how to tackle. If they miss a tackle, it's on them. But on that defense, you and I have been on dozens and dozens of Zoom calls throughout the summer and into the fall with coaches and players all hyping up the arrival of Malik Collins and of Coach Rod Marinelli. But that Raiders defensive line has really, really struggled. And they're still struggling. They started off the game so well. I commented there was so much energy there, but then your offense sputters and they're on the field too long. What are your concerns with that defensive line and what we've seen so far through 3 weeks?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, again, all the talk about Malik Collins and Gruden said multiple times that he was going to be, you know, the straw that stirs the drink for this defense. And widely, he has gone unnoticed. I mean, the only things that really have popped to me that come to mind is you've seen Max Crosby obviously get a couple sacks in there and the motor that he plays with. And then Cleve Farrell, a bit better, at least getting in the mix a little bit more, maybe with some pressures or tackles and things like that. And yesterday, Mo Hurst, you know, really hustling around there. But there's nothing to me from Malik Collins that stood out thus far, and that's pretty alarming. And Gruden even said today that he had a conversation with him that they need more out of him. So that's definitely going to be something I'm going to be watching as they go against the Bills. Because if you've got a big guy up front like that that can eat up space and really disrupt, then that's going to be a game changer, not only in keeping those running backs away from John Abram and your other safeties one-on-one, but also just getting more pressure on the quarterback and making them uncomfortable. Because right now, life is too easy for these opposing offenses, and we saw kind of what the Pats were able to do and have their way with them on the ground yesterday.
How concerned are you with the back end of the Raiders' defense as far as Jonathan Abram, the safety, and then also you have Eric Harris? How confident are you that those two combined can get it done at that back end?
I'll be honest, I wasn't very excited at the beginning of the year. Right now, I think the jury's still out. I know Eric Harris gets a lot of hate. I'm kind of lukewarm on him. I think he's maybe one of those guys that Gruden really likes. And, you know, in a perfect world, you'll never hear anything about him over the course of the game because he'll be doing his job just well enough. With Abram, the big thing is he's got to learn how to play aggressive but also smart. I mean, we saw him take himself out of so many plays. And you know teams are going to notice that and they're going to attack him. And that's something he just can't have. But Gruden even again mentioned today they got to get him in more situations where he's in the post there, making that tackle in space rather than just going for the big hit. You don't want to just be the hit stick guy over and over again. So, to be honest, I think the jury's still out on him again. You know, they're young. You pair Abram with Mullen and Damon Arnett, who I think could play very well. But Eric Harris is obviously that question mark. But to be honest, of the other guys on the team, who else would you rather see out there?
Yeah, great point. Yeah, I think another body might be in order if it continues. So we'll see. Jesse Merrick, News 3, thanks for being with us, Jesse. We'll talk to you real soon.
Of course, guys. Appreciate the time.
All right, there you go. I think, you know, it's amazing. We're all kind of on the same page. I think those of us that are level-headed, Q, see what needs to be done, aren't panicked, and see that this football team can get to where it needs to go.
Yeah, it really can. Again, it's 3 weeks worth of, you know, of actual film and what we've been able to see from the team. They've done a lot of really good things, and they've also done some bad, and you see where their Achilles heel is. We talked about it. You know, this defense struggling should not be a surprise. Darren Waller being taken out of the game by the Patriots, surprise? No, not at all. You know, that's what Bill Belichick's going to do, and that means that someone else has to step up. And I think Bryan Edwards, to be 100% honest, was doing really well. I thought that he had an opportunity to have a big game, and then he got injured. And that's kind of been the story of Bryan Edwards going back to college, availability. You know, and I'm not saying that he's going to be that way in the league. Sometimes when you're banged up in, you know, high school and you go to college and you're banged up, you get to the NFL and you're probably going to be banged up.
Consistency, right? All right.
So we are.
We have 1 hour of the show in the books here. When we come back, we're going to get to a couple callers. Then we're going to have the Q-tip a little early since we have 13 minutes with Hunter Renfrow a little later. Hunter will be with us live at 3:20 p.m. Pacific time if you're listening or you're streaming across the nation. He'll be with us. We'll talk to him about the game as well. You're listening to the Silver and Black today here only on your station, Raider Nation Radio.